Jesus gives us the parable of the seed. And remember how the seed fell on different types of soil. So some of it fell on the footpath, meaning the hard soil. Others fell on rocky soil. Others had soil where there were other things growing and distractions, and those were the thorns. And then there was the soft, fertile soil. And Jesus was saying, that's the soil that can produce a lot. That'll produce a hundredfold return. And really what Jesus was saying is the seed that he was talking about represents his word. And he was saying that when you and I receive the word, it falls on certain soil, which is our hearts. What does your heart look like this morning? Is it the pathway? Is it the rocky soil? Or is it soft, fertile soil that's going to produce a harvest down the line? Because you see, the quality of the harvest is more dependent upon the soil than it is the seed. Think about that. Now, I don't know about you, but I've prepared the seed for this morning. And I trust you've prepared the soil. What is that? The heart. Some of you saying, Leonard, I prepared nothing. I just came. All right. I'm going to bail you out this morning. And we're going to bow right now before God and just prepare our hearts. Can we do that? Just spend a moment in his presence. Just say, Lord, here I am this morning in your house, in your presence, ready to hear from you. I want to quieten my heart now. There's a lot of stuff happening in my life and in my week. But I want to ask you to speak to me and to deposit this morning exactly what I need right now. Amen. Amen. All right. Now, as you know, we've been busy with a series. And we started off talking about which button, the fast forward, the pause, they were your last week. What about the previous weeks? We started off 3 weeks ago and we spoke about the fast forward button and how it's good for you and me, almost like when you watch a movie and you could press the fast forward button and it runs and you see how it ends and does it end well for this character or not. You and I can do the same in our lives, where we just from time to time press the fast forward button. And that's when we ask ourselves, if I keep doing what I'm doing, where's that going to lead me down the line? If I keep treating people the way I'm treating them, if I keep thinking the way I'm thinking, if I keep drinking the way I'm drinking, whatever it is, we can press the fast forward button and just ask ourselves, what is the most likely outcome? Because you see, sometimes what we do is we think, oh, I'm the exception to the rule. You know, I can smoke, and everybody else who smokes will get lung cancer except me, because I'm the exception. That's not just foolish thinking. That's stupid, all right? Come on, let's just be honest. That's not smart. And so we've got to ask ourselves, what is the most likely outcome? And so I think if we wise, we just from time to time, just press the fast forward button. And it helps us to make better decisions, all right? Then the week after that, we said, sometimes we've got to press the delete button. There's certain things in our lives that we've got to get rid of. And remember we said, just like you have on your cell phone, you would have a screensaver. And if it's the wrong picture, and it brings up negative feelings and negative memories, why would you want that on your phone? If it was a negative event, delete it, replace it with a good picture. When you're on holiday or something like that, it's like, wow, they're good memories, and that helps me. And so in the same way, there are some memories, some pictures that you and I have that are holding us back. And the pictures you and I choose to save, the pictures of ourselves and our family and our future, is going to determine the rest of our lives. Because that's what Scripture says. As a man thinks in his heart, Proverbs 23, so is He. So the pictures we carry on the inside are very, very important. Make sure you're carrying the right pictures. You delete the wrong ones, the negative ones, the things that pull you down and discourage you. Get rid of those things and replace it with the right pictures, all right? That's the delete button. Remember that. Then last week, we spoke about the pause button. Simply because we live in a society that's so busy and so rushed and the pace is so fast that very often we miss the important things or the important people in our lives. And it's just good for us to just pause as often as we can. Just pause. And we said on a Sunday, what we're doing here is pausing in God's presence. And that's great. You've just put an hour or two aside and you're saying, my life is busy, my family is busy, but I'm bringing my family, husbands and fathers, I'm bringing them for me and my household. We will serve the Lord. And so that's what we're doing. We're just pausing here. And when we pause, we rest better, we make better decisions, our relationships are just so much better. Remember the beam? I showed you the beam and how sometimes we've got to move our attention. I wish we got to the place where, you know, we find that sweet spot and we can just, okay, now let's just stay there and nobody move. It doesn't work that way, unfortunately. You know, we've got to constantly move our attention. But in order to do that, in order to ascertain where to move, we've got to pause to observe and to say, hey, what's happening in my life? What's happening in my family? What's happening at work? Where do I need to move my attention? All right, so that's the previous 3 weeks. Just a quick recap. This morning, we're going to look at pressing the play button, all right? So let's get into that this morning. I think there's certain things in our lives that we would like to see happen in our lives. There's certain dreams and stuff we would like to see unfold. Certain things we'd love to see God change in our lives. And sometimes it's almost like we're waiting for God to do it. Instead of taking responsibility, instead of taking some initiative, and that's what I mean by pressing the play button. There's certain things in your life that is not going to happen because you are not initiating it. You are not pressing the play button. And I want to show you this morning how we do that, how we press the play button. So maybe God has put a dream or a goal on your heart, and it's almost like you're waiting for God to do it. But there's a responsibility. You need to do something. Maybe God's even spoken to you about something, to forgive somebody or to change a critical attitude. There's this one person, you think about them, you're critical, and God's saying, change that attitude. Or there's a habit or some addiction that God's saying, you got to change. And instead of taking steps toward that, what do? We procrastinate at times. And we put that off, and we're not doing what God has called us to do. Listen, let me say to you. You are either going to drive your life, or your life is going to drive you. And so you've got to make up your mind. Listen to what Paul says to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1. He says, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you. So notice what he's saying. He's saying, Timothy, God has put a gift. God has put something special in you. But you've got to stir it up. You've got to develop it. There's a responsibility on you. God is not going to do it for you. And I can't do it for you. Timothy, you've got to do it for yourself. Now, even when a dream seems impossible, and you say, but Leonard, it's so big, and I don't know how. How do I press the play button on that dream? Because that's what I'm asking you to do. God's put stuff in your heart. Don't sit back and wait for it to happen. Press the play button. How? I'm going to give you one or two steps this morning. Here's the first one. If you want to press the play button, you need to start praying about it. All right? Listen to what Scripture says in Proverbs 16. Commit your actions to the Lord, and your plans will succeed. I want you to notice two things there. There are actions and there are plans. And so what he is saying is your actions, what does that sound like? You're doing something. You're taking little steps. If you're taking notes this morning, write down little steps. You're taking little steps, all right? And so what he's saying here is commit your little steps, your actions to the Lord. Because you see, this is what happened. You and I want to do something. We've got something big planned, but we don't know how to quite do it. We don't know how to quite get there. And so, but there's a little step that I can take. God, help me with this. And if you allow God to lead you in the little step, you'll find he'll lead you in the next step. Otherwise, you see, this is what you and I do. We go off in this direction, and we go off in completely wrong direction. But if I allow God to lead me, God says, no, take this way. But God, take this way. And I go this way. And then the next step, I say, Lord, where do I go? And I sense God saying, just keep going. And I find myself in the right direction because I've committed my steps to the Lord. And when we do that, what does Scripture say? Commit your steps, commit your actions to the Lord and your long term. So he's saying commit short term, the little things I'm doing today. Because I don't know what the big picture looks like, but he does. And so all I've got to do, Lord, these little steps I'm taking, commit it to him, and the long term will fall into place, all right? A lady was sharing with me some time ago, she was expecting their first child, and her dream was to stop working for at least, you know, 2 or 3 years and just be around there for the little one, but there was no ways that they could afford it. And so that was the dream, and so she decided to press the play button to the dream. She wasn't going to sit back and just, oh, well, you know, that's the dream, but I don't know how it's ever going to work. She pressed the play button. How do we do that? We pray. And so she started praying about it, and she started asking God if God could meet that need any way. But Lord, if my husband could get an increase, that would be great. Now, I don't know what you know, if you're thinking what I'm thinking, because when I heard that, I'm thinking, lady, you don't get those kinds of increases. I mean, that's crazy. But in any case, she was praying a big prayer. Listen, when you and I pray small little prayers, what do we get? What's the result? Small. When we pray big, bold prayers, what's the possible result? Big, bold answers. And that's exactly what she was doing. So her husband goes back to work, and the boss calls him in. Boss is aware that they're having their first child. He's aware that they want her to stop working and so on. And so the boss is concerned and his leadership team that they're going to lose this young guy. And he's a star in the company. They do not want to lose him. They cannot afford to lose him. And so they're concerned about that. So they call him in and they say to him, the boss says to him, if you don't mind me asking, what is your wife earning at the moment? So he tells the boss. Boss thinks about it for a moment and says, all right, we'll give you that as an increase. He's like, what? How's that possible? The boss says to him, you are so valuable to us that we don't want to lose you. And we don't want you to go anywhere else and go and look for another job. We want you here, and we don't want you to be here, but to be stressed out about finance. And so we've decided, you know, that's what you're worth to us. And so he was like, wow, thank you very much. Two things I want you to see here. Firstly, Scripture tells us, whatever you do, do it wholeheartedly as unto the Lord. You may not like your job. You may not have time for your boss. The Bible says, I couldn't be bothered. That's what basically what the Bible says. I couldn't be bothered whether you like him or don't like him, whether you're crazy about the job or not. Put your heart into it. Make yourself irreplaceable. Add value there where you are. And that's exactly what that husband was doing. You see, they would never have offered him that increase if they thought, ah, we can replace him with somebody else. You know, he's just an average kind of worker. He wasn't. And so that's a lesson that we learn. Here's the second thing. Here's really, this is what I want you to see. She started the dream. She pressed the play button. How? Simply by coming and praying a prayer. Yes, it was a big prayer. It was a bold prayer, but she pressed the play button. And I'm not suggesting this morning that you need to come and pray and just mention it to the Lord quickly and then run off and go and do your own thing. And when it all blows up, oh, God, you've got to come sort out this mess. Come bless this mess. No, that's not what I'm saying this morning. Please don't hear that. There's time to pray. And there's a time to wait upon the Lord. And there's a time to trust for His timing. But then there's also a time where you sense, all right, let's start moving forward. And that's where we take little steps. Little steps. So I was speaking to a young guy the other day, and he's waiting for God to bless him with his wife, with his partner. And so it's almost like he's waiting for God to drop this stunning girl into his lap. And so I was telling him what I'm telling you. I said, hey, you need to start taking little steps. So he's like, well, what do you mean? I said, well, for starters, clean this up for heaven's sake. If I was a girl and I take one look at you, I'd never look again. Clean this up, man. Dress it properly. All right? And then listen, we've got a great 20s group here. Become part of the group. Take another little step. There's a great group here. We've got some awesome girls. Really, Pastor? Yes, just come along and you'll see. And so that's what I told him. And then I said, and when you eventually find this girl, don't sit around waiting. Take another little step. Just maybe give her some flowers. God will help you. You'll see. God will make the flowers. You just got to go and buy them. And so my point is simply, you and I need to take responsibility for what God has put on our hearts. A dream, a goal, whatever it is. Take some responsibility. Take a small step. Start pressing the play button. You're either going to drive your life, or your life is going to drive you. When life drives off, it takes us in the wrong direction. And so I'm not saying you just blunder ahead. I'm saying commit those little steps to the Lord. Every little step, but I'm driving. And I'm taking those little steps. And I'm saying, Lord, what is the next step? And if you're not sure and it's not clear, then don't move. Don't move. Until God shows you the next step, and then you do that. Now, maybe you've been through some disappointments and stuff, and you've tried some stuff, and it didn't work. You say, Leonard, I've done that, and it hasn't worked, and now you've just taken a step back, and you're kind of like thrown in the towel, and it's not working. Remember the story I told you 2 weeks ago of Theodore Geisel and how he had those children's books, and nobody would produce the book, and he went to 29 different publishers, and they wouldn't publish the book. Now, you and I think, 29, you know, maybe it took him 29 days. I don't think so. I don't even think it took him 29 weeks. Probably took a couple of years, because you go and see one producer, and they turn you down, and then you look for the next producer, and then you go to them, and then you go and submit it, and they work through it, and then they come back to you. It was a process. And so he had a couple of years where it was disappointment upon disappointment upon disappointment. But he kept on going. He kept on pursuing that thing. He kept on taking little steps. And the 30th producer produced it under the name Dr. Zeus. And it's become, he has outsold every other children's book in history. But that's the background. And so sometimes you and I have just got to keep going. Even though you've been through a disappointment, even though you've been through multiple setbacks, and now you feel like you've just taken a step back, I want to encourage you this morning to take a step forward again and to press the play button, even if it's little steps, but take those little steps again, because I really believe God gives us windows of opportunity. And this morning is one such window. And you're either going to lose it, use it, or lose it. When God gives you a window of opportunity, you use it or you lose it. And so there's an opportunity for you today, perhaps, to press the play button to restore a broken relationship. Or to press the play button, you know, on a new opportunity, you know, to go and explore something, to go after that, or to press the play button again on breaking old habits and addictions. And let me just say to you, pressing the play button may cause the rest of your life to be the best of your life. And God gives us these opportunities. And I'm asking you today, take the opportunity God's giving you. And if we're going to make progress in our lives, there's certain things that you and I've got to do. And there are a couple of things, but I've just given you two. The first one is you've got to pray. The second one is start taking small steps, all right? But there's other things that we need to stop doing. So there are things that we need to start doing, and then there's stuff that we need to stop doing. And one such thing is making excuses. Because it's so easy for us to make excuses why we're in a bad marriage and why it's not our fault and why this will never happen to us or for us or that'll never work out. It'll work out for others, but you see, it won't work out for me. And so what are we doing? We're making excuses. And the moment you and I start making excuses, guess what happens? We just become stagnant. We just stop moving forward. And so what I've found is, excuses will hit the stop button on your dreams and your goals, not the play button. The moment you and I come and we say, but this and but, we've just hit the stop button on our progress. And so it'll rob you of God's best in your life. And so can I ask you this morning, are there perhaps areas in your life where you're not moving forward and you're not making progress? Because you've been making too many excuses and, you know, I'm too old or I'm too this or I'm too that or, you know, it's not going to work for me. And it may be something that you really want to do. Just there's a dream, it's in your heart, but it's almost like you've given up and it's not going to happen. I want to ask you today to reconsider. Reconsider. Stop making excuses. Reconsider. It may be something God has placed there. It may be something deep down on the inside that you know you need to do. For instance, maybe you're sitting here this morning and you're not married. You've been dating for a long time. And God's been putting on your heart, get married, get married, get married. And so I'm asking you today, instead of making excuses, won't you reconsider what God is telling you to do? Just reconsider that. The greatest fulfillment in life comes from doing what God has put on our heart. And I think there's nothing worse than knowing what God's called us to do and what that whisper, I sense that whisper, but putting it off. There's nothing worse than that. So I'm asking you this morning, whatever it is that God is just igniting that fire again, won't you listen to that? Won't you take steps in that direction? And maybe for some of you, you've been looking at Christianity from the outside, but deep down on the inside, you know you need to surrender your life to Jesus. You know you need to make room for God in your life. Because the Bible says this, listen to this, in 2 Corinthians 6, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. All right? It's a window of opportunity. And all you've got to do after the service, when everybody turns to go out, you need to turn this way and come forward, because our pastors are available every single Sunday to pray with you. And so they'll do, as it were, is just put your hand into his hand, as it were. Just make that connection for you, and the rest of your life, I promise you, is going to be the best of your life. By doing that, you know what you're doing? You're pressing the play button to the best chapter of your life. A simple prayer can change your destiny. Now, maybe for some of you, you were making progress at one stage. You pressed the play button, but for some reason, it stopped. You lost motivation, and maybe you know, you wanted to stop smoking, start exercising, lose weight. I don't know. Maybe it was to serve in the children's ministry. Maybe it was a bad habit or some addiction that you tried to break. And somewhere along the line, it stopped. I started, it was going well, but I don't know why. It's fine. It's fine. That happens. With any progress that we make, we find that there's a bit of stop-start. Just get started again. You know what's busy happening? Let me let you in on a secret. God's actually helping you this morning. It's almost like you and I, we get stuck. We were making good progress, and then we kind of get stuck. And God comes alongside of us, and he just helps us along a little bit and says, just get going. And sometimes we're so stuck, I think he wants to just gently help us along. But that's what's happening this morning. I'm just telling you. Because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 12, God says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. My power is made perfect in weakness. And so guess what it's saying? When you and I are weak, he's strong. When we get stuck and he comes and he says, come on. You can do that. And that's what's busy happening this morning. God is just busy helping you along. Have you ever wondered why it's so easy to give up? Because it just is. All right? It's always easier to give up than it is to push through. It's always easier to go back to our old habits. What makes a long-distance athlete successful? The fact that they don't give up. There's a perseverance thing. They push through the pain and the discomfort. And so if you and I want to see success in whatever that area in your life is, there's going to be times where there's a bit of pain. There's a bit of discomfort. And we've got to push through. Because life is not a 100-meter sprint. It's a long-distance event. So there will be a bit of pain. There will be a bit of discomfort at times. Keep on going. Keep on pushing through. Now, when you and I push the play button, it may mean for some of you, for some of us, getting out of our comfort zone. Because for most of us, we have certain comfort zones just purely because of life's experiences. And how we've grown up and our schooling and all of that, we've experienced certain things and so there are comfort zones. So for instance, if you've never done public speaking, you would be way out of your comfort zone to be up here. And I'm not going to ask anybody to come. Don't worry. Relax, devil. Just sit back. Breathe. These introverts battle with this stuff. And so let's say, for instance, you've never tithed. Now suddenly to start tithing, the first couple of months may be way out of your comfort zone. It's pushing you to a place where, like, whoa, you know, I've never experienced that. Or let's say you're in business and you've never done 10 million rands turnover. That's going to be way out of your comfort zone. Whoa, I've never gone that big. Or let's say you've never earned, I'm just using an example, 100,000 rand a month. You've never done that, you know, and you're going to be out of your comfort zone. Now, I'm not saying you cannot get comfortable with that, all right? But let's be honest, we're out of our comfort zone with anything that we're not used to and we haven't experienced that before. But if we want to grow and if we want to make progress, we've got to be prepared to step out of our comfort zones, all right? Remember the story of the little elephant? Little circus elephant, and they tied a rope to his back leg, and they gave him a piece of rope, and they drove a stake into the ground. And so he yanked on that thing as much as he could, but he wasn't strong enough, and he couldn't pull it out the ground. And so he ended up learning to stay in that area, the area defined by the length of the rope, and he could always only go that length. But as he grew older and more powerful, he could pull that stake right out the ground without even trying. But he never did. Because this year had become a comfort zone for him. He had learned to stay in the area defined by the length of the rope. And it's so easy for you and me to stay in our comfort zone because I've never stepped out of that. And so imagine that same scenario of that little elephant with regards to your finances. So for some people, they've always had credit card debt. As long as they can remember, you know, they pay a little bit off and then they rack up more debt and then they pay a little bit off. And so it's this seesaw thing all the time. But that's what they're used to. They've never had anything else. It's almost like that's their comfort zone. But then you find the next guy Whoa, he would be so uncomfortable with credit card debt because he's got to have a little bit of savings. And if he doesn't have at least 5,000 rand saving, he's going to be so uncomfortable. And so when he reaches about 5,000, he's always has around that figure, then he's comfortable. If he suddenly has some unexpected expenses, then the next couple of months, you're not saving, because he's got to have 5,000. You'll find the next guy, he'll never be comfortable with 5,000 because he's got to have 50,000. And so that's where he's comfortable. The next guy's got to be 500,000 because that's where he's comfortable. Where are you comfortable? I'm asking you this morning, don't get too comfortable where you are, because God's got more for us. And don't get stuck where you are simply because you haven't experienced anything more in that area. And so I think for some of us, we need to become uncomfortable where we are. And I mean that in the best possible way. And so maybe for some of you, you need to become uncomfortable with credit card debt, where you say, you know what, I'm going to draw the line. I'm done with this. Or you become uncomfortable paying a car off over 5 years. You say, I've always done it like that. When we get to year three or so, I start looking around and I trade it because I'm paying the same. Have you heard that? I'm paying the same as what I used to. Oh, that's wonderful. But you've just extended. We're back on 5 years again. But what's happened? We've become comfortable having debt and paying that off instead of saying, let's change that. Or maybe for some of you, you've become comfortable in a bad marriage. It's just like, it's kind of the way it is. And it's time to draw the line to say, no, you know, why do we live like this? Why do we put up with this? Let's draw a line in this area. Is it possible? Is it possible that we've become comfortable with less than God's best for our lives? But we've just become comfortable. So I'm asking you this morning, won't you stop making excuses and get out of the comfort zone? And I don't know what the area is, because for some of you it's financial, for others it may be a relational thing. I don't know what the area is. You know, won't you stop making excuses, get out of the comfort zone, and just start praying, pushing the play button again in that area. You know, in Scripture, the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon one day, and he greets him. He says to him, have a look at it on screen here quickly. He says, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. That's his greeting. So he's saying to him, you're an amazing guy. You're strong. You're a warrior. You're a leader. The Lord is with you. What a greeting. You know how he responds? He says, but Lord. Whenever somebody starts with but, if I ask my children to do something and they start, but daddy. No. Wrong word choice. Yes, daddy, I will do it. Isn't that? And so he starts off with, but Lord, how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest and I'm the least in my family. I want you to notice something. While God saw him as mighty, he saw himself as weak. Isn't that sad? Isn't that sad? Let me say to you this morning, and if you don't hear anything else, I want you to hear this. God has dreams and plans for your life that does not line up with how you see yourself. Moses didn't think he was good enough, and yet God had so much more for him. God has dreams and plans for you that are up here. And how do we see ourselves often? Yeah. Oh, you know, I've never done that. I don't know how I'll ever. I'm not good enough. I don't have. Come on, I was there. I told you. I was there before I started preaching and doing what I'm doing. God has plans for your life that don't line up with where you are. How do we change that? Start taking that little step. That's why I said to you, little step. Just take a little step. I don't know how I'll ever get there. Just a little step. And then down the line, allow Him to lead you. Another little step. Another little step. Another little step. Before you know it, you're flowing in what God has called you to do. Don't sell yourself short. Listen, friends, it's easy to make excuses. And it's easy for us to limit ourselves and to settle in a comfort zone simply because we haven't been there before. And I believe God is giving us today, for many of us here, a window of opportunity. Are you going to use it? Or are you going to lose it? It's an opportunity to get started again. An opportunity just to press the play button again. And if you don't know how to do it, and then come and pray. Remember we said pray. Just come and say, God, I can't do this on my own. God, I need help. And He says, my power is made perfect in weakness. When you can't do it, that's fine. That's fine. I'll come and help you. That's where you and I realize I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So let me end off with this. If you mean business in this area, there's something in your life where you know, I need to press the play button again, and I'm not quite sure how. That's fine, that's fine. Take little steps. Pray about it. And then here's another step to take. Share it with somebody else. Somebody you trust, godly person. Don't go to anybody at work and they're going to frown at you. You're strange. Go to a godly person. Say, God's spoken to me. And I need to do X, Y, and Z. And I want you to follow up. I want you to check up on me. I want you to ask me down the line, how's it going in this area? What's happening in that area? Because just by doing that alone, let me tell you, you're pressing the play button. You're pressing the play button because you're meaning business. Now, for some of you, it's been a very practical thing. You know there's something in my life I need to stop doing. For some of you, it could be a very spiritual thing. It could be forgiveness. Could be tithing. Because tithing really is not giving, it's a faith issue. Think about it. Do you trust God enough to obey His word? It's a faith issue, by the way. And so, I don't know what God has been speaking to you about. But all I want you to do this morning is identify that. I don't want you to walk out of this place today and to say, oh, yeah, it was a good sermon. All right. So what are you going to do in your life? Nek weet nie. If you say to that person, niks met jou te doen nie, that's also fine. All right? But I know what it is. All I'm asking, what is it in your life? You've got to identify it. Because the moment you identify what it is God's speaking to you about, you can press the play button in that area. And I've given you the steps how to. All right, let's stand. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Somehow, Father, week after week after week, you're just speaking to us, encouraging us, nudging us in the right direction. Thank you for this morning. And Lord, I know this is the area that you're speaking to me about. And I'm putting my hand up as it were, and I'm saying, I take note. I take note, and I'm not going to procrastinate, and I'm not going to put it off. This is the area that I'm going to press the play button from today, and I'm going to speak to somebody, and I'm going to make myself accountable, because I mean business. And thank you, Lord, that you're going to come alongside of me and help me in this area so that you can come and give me strength and empower me when I don't have what it takes. But down the line, we're going to have success. Amen. Amen.